This week's parasha is Parshas Miketz. In Parshas Miketz, Yosef's fate and destiny suddenly change. Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. We left Yosef in last week's parasha languishing in prison, where he correctly interprets the dreams of the butler and the baker. The parasha ends by Yosef asking the butler, the wine pourer, for Pharaoh to remember him. The baker, of course, will be killed. Parak Mem Aleph, and it was after 2 years, and Paro, Cholem, and Paro was dreaming, and behold, he is standing by the Nile River, and what is coming up from the Nile River? Sheva Paros Yefos Mara, 7 cows of beautiful appearance, Uvrios Basar, they are healthy of flesh, Vater Ana Ba'ochu, they were grazing in the swamp, and behold, after them come 7 other cows from the river, Raos Mara, very bad of appearance, Vidakos Basar, skinny of flesh, they are gaunt flesh, and they stand next to the healthy cows by the shore of the river. Vatochalna haparos raos hamara vidakos habasar, esheva haparos yufos marva brios. The skinny, gaunt, emaciated, unhealthy cows consume the healthy, fat, full flesh cows. Vayikatz Paro. Paro wakes up. Vayishan, he goes to sleep. Vayacholim sheni, so much of Yosef's life revolves around dreams, specifically in sets of two. He has 2 dreams in Perek Lamed Zayin, Parshas Vayeshev. The butler and the baker each have a dream, which amounts to 2 dreams. And Paro also has 2 dreams. And that's like us. B'shuv Hashem Hashiva Tzion Hayinu Kecholmim, Kapitol Kuf Chafav, Azim Alei Yishok Pinul Sholneinu Rina. Corresponding to 2 dreams we dreamt during Galus Bavel on the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash for the return to Tzion and Yerushalayim. Al Narus Bavel, Sham Yeshavnu Gam Bachinu, chapter 137 of Tehillim, Bezachreinu at Tzion. So we had Churban Bayis Rishon, and we dreamt of the return to Zion, and then we had Churban Bayis Sheni. And Rachman Alatzlan, here we still are in this galus, and we are continuing to dream. Hayinu kecholmim, we'll be like dreamers in the double lashon, because we too have 2 dreams, the dream of Geula after Churban Bayis Rishon, and the dream, Be'ezer Hashem, of Geula after Churban Bayis Sheni. And so much of Yosef's life is foretold through a pattern of 2 dreams. So Paro goes back to sleep, and he dreams again, and behold, he sees something else. What does he see? 7 ears of grain sprouting on one stalk, healthy and good. And then, just like fat cows and skinny cows, which represent health and emaciation, he sees whole, full ears of grain, brios vitovos, healthy and good, and behold, after them, 7 ears of grain that are thin and scorched, shadufos kadim, beaten by the eastern wind, and they are sprouting after them, and those skinny, gaunt, emaciated, so to speak, ears of grain, the sick ones, eat up the healthy ears of grain, vayikatz paro, vihine chalom, paro awakes, and behold, it's a dream, and it was in the morning, his spirit is so agitated. And he sends Vayikra es kol chartumei Mitzrayim. He calls to all the magicians of Mitzrayim, the es kol chachameha, and all the smart ones of Egypt. And Paro tells him his dream. Ve'ein poter otam leParo. There is no one who correctly interprets the dream to Paro's liking. And Rashi says they offered interpretations, but lo leParo. Paro did not appreciate or like their interpretations. Why? Because what they said did not go into his ear, so to speak, and it didn't give him the calmness of mind. What did they say? Sheva banos atamoli v'sheva banos atakover. You will father 7 daughters, you will bury 7 daughters. Paro doesn't like this. And then all of a sudden the butler says, wow, I remember my sin today. Paro was angry at his servants and he put me in jail. With the Sar Tabachim under the chief executioner. I was in jail of Potiphar, me and the baker, and we had a dream, and there with us was a Nar Ivri Avred, a lad, a Hebrew, a servant, and we told him his dreams, and he interpreted his dreams, each man according to his dream he interpreted, and so it happened as he interpreted. So Paro Vayishlach, Paro Vayikras, Yosef, Paro sends forth, and he calls to Yosef, Vayiritsuhu Minambar, immediately, Yeshua Hashem Keharafai, and Hayinu Kechomim, Azimali Schok. Pinul Shoneinu Rina as Yamru Vagayim Higdal Hashem Lasosi Meila Higdal Hashem Lasosi Manu Ayinu Semechim Vayigalach Vayachleif Simosa Vayavol Paro. So Yosef shaves his hair and he changes his clothing and he comes to Paro, and Paro says, I heard about you, that you interpret dreams. I heard, so Paro, and Yosef says, Biladai Alokim Ya'ane Eshlom Paro. Yosef attributes everything in life to Hashem, and Yosef, of course, correctly interprets the dreams. He says that it means there are 7 years of plenty plenty coming. There will be so much abundance, followed by 7 years of famine coming. And there will be such a strong degree of famine, no one will even remember the degree of abundance. And then Yosef gives a solution. He says that Paro should appoint over the land of Egypt a wise and discerning man to be in charge of storing and rationing the food, storing the food during the plenty, rationing the food during the years of famine, so that nobody will starve and Egypt will get through the time successful. And the matter was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all of his servants. And Paro says about Yosef, wow, you're so wise. There's no one as discerning, as wise as you. You will be over my house. By your mouth, my entire nation will survive. Only the throne of Pharaoh will be greater than you. Paro removes his ring. He gives him to Yosef, and Yosef is called Sfanas Paneach. Why was Paro so taken? This is the beginning of Parshas Miketz, of course, Perek Mem Aleph. Why was Paro so taken by Yosef's interpretation? None of the Chartumim, none of the Chachamim of Egypt gave an interpretation that Paro liked. Why did he like Yosef's interpretation? So one explanation, and I do not remember where I read this or learned this a number of years ago, but it's not my own insight. The Egyptian advisors, if you will, the astrologers, the magicians, they only gave an interpretation of the dream. Paro clearly saw that there was a problem. Vatipa emrucho, his spirit was very agitated. He was looking not only for someone who could say there's a problem, but someone who could offer a solution. Yosef came along and interpreted the dreams and also gave a solution. I see 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. And therefore, v'afkei pekidim, I'll call Eretz Mitzrayim, we should appoint overseers over the whole land of Egypt. You should appoint a chief operating officer, a COO, a CEO, a CFO. And like this, Paro and Egypt and the whole region, in fact, will survive. So Paro was so taken because he appreciated that Yosef did not only identify a problem, he also provided a solution. And this has such a strong Mr. Haskell for all of us. It's so easy to identify problems, a problem with my shul, a problem with my kid's school, a problem in the classroom, a problem with the neighbors. It's easy to say, Rahman San, problem, problem, problem. It takes a giant of a person, a navon v'chacham kamocha, to identify not only a problem, but to come up with a solution. And this is one of the reasons why Pharaoh was so taken by Yosef and understood him to be so discerning and wise. And again, it's something we have to try and implement into our own lives. It's not enough to be a couch general and say what the problems are. We need doers to say what the solutions to the problem are. So that's one interpretation that I heard. Another interpretation I'm offering from the Sefer Shalom Rav, Insights on the Weekly Parsha of Rabbi Shalom Rosner. So he actually offers three different interpretations, but for the purposes of today's podcast, I'm only offering one. He quotes Rabbi Shlomo Zevin in his Latora V'Lamo Adim, who provides an answer that I was very taken with and that also is a strong Mr. Haska. Rabbi Shalom Rosner teaches, Rabbi Zevin says that there are three types of dreams. Three types of dreams. Some dreams are total nonsense. Now, I have very vivid dreams, so I could also relate to this. Perhaps you too have vivid dreams, so it's meaningful to you. Some dreams are total nonsense, type one. Other dreams are a clear vision, type two. Instead of being a metaphor or mashal, the dream is a message from God, a clear vision. Like, Rabbi Rosner adds, the dreams the prophets experience. Or I'm going to say Sulamia Akov, when Yaakov Avinu has this famous dream in Perach of Ches, v'hine malach elokim olim v'yardim ba, so it's a very clear vision. It's a message from God. The third type of dream is somewhere in the middle. It carries a true message, but it requires interpretation. It's like a remez, a hint, or an allusion that needs an explanation. Now, within this third category, a dream that is a remez or hint, which needs an explanation, there are two subcategories. The dream can either be clear-cut information about what's going to happen, so the message is clear upon interpretation. Alternatively, the dream can require the dreamer to act upon the information to actualize the dream. Paro's dreams were of the third type. It was a message clothed in a metaphor. The metaphor was the seven skinny cows eating seven fat cows, seven gaunt ears of grain eating seven healthy ears of grain. The message was 7 years of plenty followed by famine. Based on all the interpretations he received, says Rabbi Rosner, he realized only Yosef's pshat could be correct. His reasoning was that Hashem would not tell him something out of his control. And only Yosef's interpretation was a message with direction. He understood what God wanted from him. And I really like this pshat because now Rabbi Rosner brings it down to our everyday lives. This concept applies to life too, not just to dreams. Rabbi Zevin explains there are three outlooks on life a person can have. One, sometimes a person has an attitude, this whole world is nonsense. There's no point in the world. Life is without rules. Other people have a second opinion of life. This is the world. There's nothing I can do about it. And then there's a third outlook on life, and that's the Torah outlook, the outlook of Yahadus. We do not believe in extremes. It's not right to say the world is nonsense. There's no point. It's not right to say this is the world. There's nothing I can do. There's a third way of looking at the world. And that is what we learn from the third type of dream. It's a world that requires interpretation. It is for us to contemplate our own actions. The world surely was not created for nothing. The world is not completely nonsense, but the world needs interpretation, and not only interpretation, but then action. Yosef gave interpretation and then told Paro to act. Says Rabbi Rosner, no matter what life brings, we need to internalize the message and then act upon it. And I thought it was very, very beautiful because it teaches us that Hashem does not want us to be passive. We must be active members of Klal Yisrael. We must be active in our Avodas Hashem. We must be productive members of society. We must look at the world. Yes, there's a lot of nonsense. And yes, sometimes there's nothing we can do. But whatever we can control, we must interpret the messages from the Ribbono Shalom, obviously following Das Torah, and then we must act upon it to be productive, proactive as members of the world, our society, and Ovdei Hashem. Thank you for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos and a meaningful Shabbos Parshas Miketz. Kol Tov.